February 16. Under Christ's yoke. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11:28-29. Our Savior purchased the human race by humiliation of the very severest kind. He points us to the only path that will lead to the straight gate, opening into the narrow way beyond which lie broad and pleasant pastures. He has marked out every step of the way, and that no one may make a mistake, he tells us just what to do. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:29-30. This is the only way in which sinners can be saved. Knowing that no one can obey this command in his own strength, Christ tells us not to be worried nor afraid, but to remember what he can do if we come to him, trusting in his strength. He says, if you yoke up with me, your Redeemer, I will be your strength, your efficiency. The blessings connected with Christ's invitation can be realized and enjoyed by those only who wear Christ's yoke. Accepting this invitation, you withdraw your sympathy, your affections from the world, and place them where you can enjoy the blessing of close fellowship and communion with God. By coming to Christ, you bind up your interest with his. The Lord has determined that every soul who obeys his word shall have his joy, his peace, his continual keeping power. Such men and women are brought near him always, not only when they kneel before him in prayer, but when they take up the duties of life. He has prepared for them an abiding place with himself, where the life is purified from all grossness, all unloveliness. By this unbroken communion with him, they are made co-laborers with him in their life work. He invites us, come unto me, take my yoke upon you. I require you to do nothing that I have not done before you. All I ask you to do is to follow my example. Walk in the path I have marked out. Place your feet in my footsteps.